Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension. Hello and welcome to day one of my daily transmissions. I am so excited to be able to join you and to serve you with some teachings, some channeling, some meditation, and some quantum healing. So every day of the week for the next 2 months, I will be going live at 10 o'clock in the morning, New Zealand time. And this is for the purpose of sharing more of all the flow of information that has been coming to me more and more over the last couple of months and years. I have had this intention of going live every day for a while, but my human self was not quite ready because it is a commitment. And as my devotion to my work has been growing so much over the last couple of months, and I have been also getting organized and really stepping into new level of my life, into this accelerated pathway of evolution that I'm undertaking at the moment, that I thought, now is the time. Let's not procrastinate any longer. Let's go live every day and simply share whatever needs to flow. So I would love to invite you to, maybe if you can join live every day, to place a reminder in your calendar so you don't miss out, because I will be taking questions. So if you join live and you want to say hi, I would love if you could just give a little wave in the comment, in the chat box, and say where you are from, because it is really helping me connect with you. And also, if you watch the replay, please leave a comment, give a thumb up. You know, therefore I kind of have this exchange in terms of giving and receiving energy, and I know that what I share is being so beautifully received by many of you, as it often is, because I love receiving your emails, your comments. I love that you share my work with your friends as well. So during this first transmission today, I would love to share with you about God Source, Source Consciousness, Unity Consciousness, Sophia Christ Consciousness, whatever we want to call it. It is the primordial force that binds all things, all beings, all things that are material in our 3D reality and non-physical are there in the quantum. When I talk about unity consciousness, I want you to realize that from the information that I receive, as well as from the information that so many teachers and ascended masters and masters and so on share, is that we are fractal of divine consciousness. So we are all projections of specific frequencies that source consciousness projects into different realms of reality to be experiencing itself over and over again. So we were born from the divine will of unity consciousness to experience some sort of a play in different realms in the quantum. And we are happening to experience playfulness on Earth because on Oversoul Network chose to project in this current reality for specific reasons. The reasons are always for evolution. There is this common purpose that all frequencies that exist, you know, not only on Earth, but also out there in other star systems, have in common, and it is the purpose of evolution. We are here to learn, and we evolve by gathering information. So we go and we play. We play on Earth, and we gather information. Oh, when I meet these people, it means that I'm going to feel like this if I interact this way with this specific data that I'm projecting myself. Oh, hello. It's so nice to see you all. Thank you for commenting in the chat box. It feels very good for me. So we are here literally to collect information from the play that we have in this reality. And all of this information is constantly a reflection of what is happening internally within our own microcosm, our own microcosm being our systems, our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual systems, in reaction with our macrocosm, what is outside of our microcosm, what's out there. So this constant resonance there. There's this constant dance of information that we are receiving. And this is how we evolve. We realize that, you know, if we want to be healthy, we need to eat a specific way. And we try all sorts of different diets, all sorts of different things and supplements and so on until we find something that works. And great, you know, we're evolving into having a healthier body until we're not quite sure what happens. But again, we feel that we need to refine because we have been experiencing, you know, new evolution process because we have new information coming and we decide to refine and refine our diet even more, the same as I do, you know, after being vegan for such a long time. Now I am completely in raw food and a lot of fruits, mostly fruits and juices. So it's always refining the connection, the information that we receive from our microcosm when it comes in resonance with our macrocosm. So the purpose is always to evolve. And as God, as unity consciousness, we are here to understand our unique soul blueprint, to understand our unique connection with our oversoul network, how we dance with life and how we dance with this information. And we are learning by becoming more and more conscious. So an increase in consciousness is always the sign that we are evolving. And that also humanity is evolving. So very often I hear my students and my clients and my private clients asking or telling me that why is it that I'm blocked? How can I be so blocked? I've been so stuck and so on. How can I change? And I always invite them, and as I would like to invite you now, to refine your understanding and also your wording about this situation that might be creating this sensation of being stuck, because there is only motion. The quantum is always moving. Like frequency, energy, it's always moving. It's never stagnant. It's never blocked and stopped as such. So I understand what humans mean by that. But here I would love to refine a little bit this understanding into realizing that we are simply continuing to gather information and to be able to shift from one situation when we feel that we are stuck by feeling, by tapping into this awareness that, well, I am unity consciousness. I am a projection of God. So I am that as well. How can I realize that I am bigger than this? How can I actually embody my divine self, my divine soul right now into moving forward consciously? Because often when we are unconscious, it's when we feel blocked. So it's important to open up our consciousness into saying, okay, so what is it about this situation that is making me feel stuck, that is making me feel blocked, that is making me think that I'm not moving and progressing and evolving in my life? Is there another way to perceive it? How would my God self, my infinite soul, with all the unconditional love that I can find in my heart, love myself more through this? How would I hold myself through this? What kind of perspective am I maybe not really getting from it? Is this coming from some fear that I might have regarding this situation? Or do I need to show more courage? What is really happening? So ask question. Asking question always help us open up our consciousness. And the more we open our consciousness, the more we realize that we are consciously evolving. So even if the situation in itself is still the same, even if in our physical reality, things might have not changed completely yet, we know that we are moving. We know that we are fulfilling our purpose of evolution, of opening up our consciousness, because we do exactly that, because we open our consciousness into perceiving this situation, this experience that keeps on repeating itself from a different angle, because we ask question. Asking question literally places these little bubbles of frequency within your energetic field. And these little bubble of frequency question in your energetic field are going to act like a little bit like antennas or detector, I would say. So they are there and they're simply kind of scanning. They're scanning information within you. They're scanning information around you. and they are going to allow you to receive this information when you are ready to hear about it, when you are ready to receive that information, when your consciousness has opened enough and when your human is strong and empowered enough to be able to receive some kind of information. Because at times, we want to move, we want to shift into the next stage of our lives, but we're not ready to really hear. And that happens to all of us because, like, we grow progressively. You know, like, yes, we can quantum jump reality, but we quantum jump reality when our systems, our mind, our emotion, and our nervous system, our physical body can actually take it. Because if all of a sudden we quantum jump reality in a reality that it's so high vibrational, so new very quickly, often the nervous system and our mind, and so on, it's then they're going to block it. It's that we are not ready. We don't think we're worth it. We don't know how to handle the new identity we are in. So to be able to quantum jump reality, we must be able to really reclaim the source that we are in as unity consciousness, continuously opening up itself to allowing new information to come in, so we can do the work to align to that information. So we can do the work to say, okay, so I might feel stuck, I might feel blocked. How can I receive new information that's going to show me a different aspect of this perspective and actually take that and see if it aligns with my sovereign soul? And if that aligns, it could be that it's unpleasant, that it's uncomfortable. And I will know that it is good for me, because we grow when we are in discomfort, when there is contrast, we are pushed to our edges because therefore there is growth outside of our comfort zone. So it is very much about feeling. Do I feel safe and ready to go into that direction? If it's a yes, then we need to walk with fierceness, with courage, with strength into the discomfort to be able to activate the next level of our evolution. So really to become more an embodiment of source unity consciousness, it is to have this beautiful balance of deep humility into knowing that we only know what we know right now, because we are the best version that we can be right now, and that tomorrow and in a month and in a year, we will be a better version, and that it is fine. We don't throw a stone or rock at our past version for not knowing all of these things. We didn't know these things. Like when you receive this transmission today, maybe it will open some doors in your conscious mind, subconscious mind. It will open some doors for you. And it's always an invitation to realize that once the doors are open, we sit with them and we say, wow, I can really feel this information. How can I bring that into my own life? How can I change my perspective maybe on certain subject or on myself, on what's going on in the world right now, and feel if it feels kind of expensive. Yes, I can align with this. I can go for it. I can try. I can be courageous. I can be strong. I can literally consciously open my awareness into move into the direction of my dreams. So when we can have this very profound sense of self-awareness, we know that being uncomfortable is okay, because we have our own back. Because remember that being the embodiment of source consciousness is loving the self unconditionally. Because if we don't love ourselves unconditionally, we are not embodying source consciousness. As if source consciousness could say, you loser, you're so stupid, you're always wrong, what's wrong with you, you're never good enough, you can never do it, or you don't deserve to have this person in your life, you don't deserve to have that money in your life, you don't deserve to have this job in your life, you don't deserve to have it all. Would really source consciousness talk like this? No way. No way that would not be source consciousness, right? That's actually low negative mind. So being the embodiment of source consciousness always comes first with loving the self unconditionally. Because when we love ourselves unconditionally, it is easy to take risks. It is easy to be uncomfortable because we are not afraid any longer. Why would we be afraid? We have our own back. You know, like, I'm not afraid to take risk. I'm not afraid to spend a lot of money on a project or to, you know, to spend money on all of these people that are now helping me with growing my business. And I'm not afraid of not being able to pay this bill or that bill or anything like that, because I have my own back. I know that I have resources. I know that I'm the unconditional love of unity consciousness flowing through me. And I know that even if everything goes to like crash and I lose everything and I end up, you know, like being all by myself in the wood, that will still be amazing because I love my own company. I love myself, so it will be good. So once we love ourselves unconditionally, we are already embodying unity consciousness. We are God in physical reality. And therefore, it's like this amazing, super solid foundation that we can grow from. And then we grow from that by continuously asking questions, allowing this question to become literally like antennas, you know, like detectors of new information coming from the field. And this new information can be therefore mind-blowing and big. It's like, oh my God, I really did not see that. Like recently I came across, so a friend of mine sent me a message saying, oh my God, did you see like this guy? He's actually the leader of a cult. And I had been following him. I always felt like there was a lot of distortion happening with this person, but at the same time he was very articulate and he's kind of really good looking and long and young. So it's kind of be like fascinating in a way. And when I read and I listened to the podcast recorded about him, I was completely shocked. I was in a deep state of shock that someone who says that's a light leader can actually be such a narcissist that he's manipulating people and creating a lot of damage and a lot of trauma. And it really allowed me to really check in with myself and say, what is in myself? What is, you know, as I say that I teach, I do spiritual teaching and I mentor people and I so on, what can I refine in myself to make sure that I don't have any of that? That I don't, you know, like hook people in and make people believe things that are actually not part of their sovereign truth, that could lower people's frequency and so on. So I took this, like it was such a big information for the whole week, and I was listening to these two podcast episodes about this person. I even texted, I saw, you know, like when I went on Instagram, I saw all of my friends that also follow him. And then I did something that I would have never done before, but I actually sent them a message. I said, look, I just want to, you know, bring the red flag here, because that he's actually really nasty and kinds of needs to lose influence right there. I say, well, that comes from me. You know, please listen to this podcast first and, you know, judge for yourself. You know, it's not because I say it that you also might think that this person is like that. And it really allowed me to observe why this information that I was receiving was so disturbing to me, was so shaking to me. And yes, it's because, you know, I think that it should not happen, that people should not treat other people like that. But mostly it was because, okay, and I'm now in this field, you know, like having these people following me, and I'm going to start, you know, sharing daily on YouTube. And how can I refine my frequency? How can I refine my words and the message I deliver to be of such high truth and purity and so clear that it is very clear to people that it is one aspect of my own sovereign truth that I share, and that it might reflect something of your own truth, of your own sovereign connection with your unique soul blueprint, and that it might open doors for you. And the doors, I might open doors for you. So this is really my purpose for me as a spiritual teacher. When I say now that I'm a spiritual teacher, it is mostly because I teach about spirituality. I don't say I'm a spiritual teacher because I know everything and I have everything covered and I can give like this, you know, like a 7-step plan to ascension and it's guaranteed you will be in 5D by that. It's like, no, as a spiritual teacher, for me, my own understanding is that I share some profound spiritual teachings that I receive from my own soul, from having had thousands, millions of lifetimes on earth and in other star systems, from the connection I have with ascended masters and star races and source itself. And this is simply like information that comes into your field and that opens doors. And these dolls, you can just look at them and you might just go like, yeah, that really doesn't really resonate with me right now. And then he's like, oh, but that one I really like. And so, therefore, I would love to invite you again every time you receive transmission from me for today and every other day, every day of the week, you know, as I will be there with you every day, just to continuously bring the information that you receive in your heart and feel the resonance of this information. And if this information wants to open up your heart and you feel this heart opening, you feel like, yes, you know, it resonates. I know I'm powerful. I know I'm courageous. I know I'm divine soul. And the way Sandrine explains things is kind of landing in my field and I really like it. You know, it's making me feel good. And it's kind of like, ah, then it means that for me, I would have fulfilled, you know, one aspect of my purpose on this planet, which is to share this information. So I'm sharing this with you because becoming really the embodiment of source consciousness is, yes, first loving the self always. And then it is also acting like the embodiment of source. So we act like that, and action is more of this masculine divine frequency of penetrating the field. And we can choose to penetrate the field through our action in many different ways. So the way I did when I received that information, you know, regarding this spiritual, like this man who calls himself like a spiritual teacher, is that I decided to take proper aligned action into messaging my friends. But when I thought about, okay, I might post or write a story about him and kind of like really bring even bigger red flags, that really did not feel aligned. That felt simply like something that would create more from anger, frustration, judgment, and wanting to be right and wanting to things like that. So I really took that as a sign that, okay, so for me, this is not my goal, this is not my purpose, this is not the aligned action to go to that level, to actually do that. But it could be that in 3 weeks and 3 days' time, that action is actually coming very strongly in my field as something that is aligned. So it means that when we are becoming more and more the embodiment of source consciousness, we become very conscious about the frequency of our actions and how they make us feel, and therefore we act accordingly. And it is important to be able to catch ourselves in the moment. But at times, like it happened to me yesterday, I went shopping and so I became very, what's the name in English? Like hungry, like a mix of angry, because I was very, very hungry. And there was all of these things happening and I was in the density of the city at the moment, it's intense there. And I became so impatient. I was really like a little bit bratty with the people at the, you know, this clothing store, because simply I felt like really disrespected. I felt it was like just a joke, and I'm feeling like so, you know, like frustrated, and I could feel my words were like really sharp, a bit condescending and so on. And as I was having this exchange, I was really holding back. You know, back in the days, I would have been like really, really like going for it. But then I was really holding back because I could feel it was burning inside. And inside I was like, calm down, they're just doing their job, you need food right now. And so I held back, but still, you know, I felt these condescending words coming out of me with this tone. I was like, ah, Sandrine, hold back. So I held back and then I walked and I was like, okay. So that test there of, you know, like being in an experience, receiving information, like literally the field is texting me, okay, like she's in perfect condition. She's been like shopping in the city for 2 hours with her daughters, spending lots of money. She's very hungry. The parking ticket is now, you know, like basically she could get a fine at any time. Now, we're just going to throw something in to see if she can stay level, if she can stay happy and she can stay in her God self. And when I checked in, when I came back home after having food and so on, I was like, oh, she didn't really pass the test completely, did I? It's like, no, not completely, but you are still able to hold yourself in a way that compared to, you know, like who you have been just even like a year ago and to who you were now, that's very good. But we will do it again. We will throw you that test again soon. So don't worry about that. And so the refrain is really, we realize that we can be the embodiment of sens consciousness with more precision, with more connection, when we are conscious that we are that in each and every single moment, and that therefore the action that we place in the world are literally an extension of that. So during that moment, I was not really the embodiment of source consciousness because of my frequency were low. You know, I was condescending, I was a bit braggy, a bit bratty, like a bit sharp with these people. And I did not like me in that moment. I had this like, oh, Sandrine, you are not at your highest right now. But I still did my best. And so I do not judge myself for that because, you know, I'm human. I'm definitely not, you know, like, you know, perfect. There's lots of area for growth in my life as there are for all of us. But the level of awareness that I now have about each and every single moment that I have in my life in terms of interaction with my own self and interaction with reality allows me to refine that into saying, okay, so my heart there was not fully open. So now my heart is a little bit sad. So what I did is that I did like a prayer. I prayed and I asked for forgiveness from these people in the quantum. And I said, I was not really at my highest. And I forgave myself. I was like, okay, it's okay, Sandrine. You know, like you were a little bit frustrated there. You were very impatient. You were very hungry. That's okay. Like, it's fine. I still love you. You know, I still love you. And the amount of relief that I felt from this, simply this process, literally allowed me to shift some density that I had picked up from that 2.5 hour shopping trip with my daughters in the CBD yesterday. So becoming the embodiment of source is having this level of conscious awareness of our interaction with reality that is completely, I would say, enveloped, gathered within the cocoon of the safety of the self-love that we have for ourselves. Because it means that when we put ourselves out there, when we have really bad interaction with some other people at times, when we think badly about the world, about certain category of people that might have different belief system than ours, and so on, is that it's okay to still have this reaction because you know what? Yes, we are God Unity Consciousness, but our distortions are still present and that's okay. We are just learning. This is why we're here after all, isn't it? It is to continuously evolve. So it means that whatever reaction we have as a human, we hold space of ourselves so we don't bypass those emotions. We can really go there. We can address those emotions. We can talk to our inner child. We can talk to the amazing human that we are and we say like, you know what, amazing Sandrine, amazing, you know, Garima, amazing Johannes, amazing Jade, amazing Andrena, you know, all of you watching at the moment, you know what, I love you just the way you are, because yes, you fuck up at time. Yes, you're not sure what to do. You're not sure how to be. You feel stuck. You feel blocked. You feel triggered and so on. And so what? You're still Unity Consciousness. You're just coming back to it. You're just learning how to embody that. And we embody that first by loving the self. So if I would love for you to remember two things about this transmission today, it would be to always love yourself no matter what happens, to be the safe haven, your safety net, your angel, your guardian, your best friend, whatever you want to call it. Always be that for yourself, because therefore when you go to the second point that I would love for you to remember, when you go into conscious actions and interactions with your external reality, you know that at the end of the day, you will be safe, because at the end of the day, you will be safe to be within the intimacy of your own heart. And that is all that matters. If no one else understands you around you, if no one else supports your belief system, what you're going through, if no one else believes what you believe, it's okay. Because in the intimacy of your own heart, you do. And that's all that matters. So you continue experiencing with life as the conscious creator that you are. And I love you so much. And this is my vision for us during this daily transmission for the next 2 months, is that we can all blossom together and have this level of truth and authenticity in the exchange that we have. So if you love what I do, please join every day. And also know that I have two new programs that are launching and that enrollments are open now. Pathway one is all about soul alignment, and we dive deep into everything that I mentioned here. In Pathway one, we really connect to the unique fractal of souls that we are. We learn more about that. We go deep into healing, into alchemizing everything that comes from, you know, within our microcosm, in correlation with our macrocosm. In pathway one of soul alignment, we go so deep that at the end of the 5 months of accelerated pathway of evolution, that is programming, we can literally look back and say, wow, I'm such a different person. No, I'm so much more conscious. I'm so much more present in the intimacy of my heart, into the knowing that I am that source consciousness. So if you're interested, you can find more information on my website, sandrines.com. And I would love now to see if any of you has a question regarding what I have shared today, or if there is anything that you want to share before we close. I try to keep this transmission short, to about 30 minutes, which is not 30 minutes, so it's easy to fit in the day. So if there is any question, you can type it in the chat. Otherwise, I will leave you for today, and I will see you tomorrow. So tomorrow, Tuesdays are going to be devoted for meditations. So what I'm going to do is that on Tuesdays, I'm going to channel a meditation for you. So I would love to invite you to prepare for this meditation, to make sure that you are in a safe space, that you can sit in a comfortable position, and that you are ready to receive. So it will be a guided journey to help you connect more with your own sovereign, unique soul blueprint always. And I'm going to always keep these themes around meditation, is to finding different angle of perspective, finding different angles that you can take to get to know your amazing self more. So thank you all so much for joining. I love you dearly, and I will see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day or wonderful night, wherever you are in the world. Bye.